Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angelic Realms Radio. I'm your host, Maria Moss, coming to you live from Long Island, New York. Angelic Realms Radio is brought to you by the IAAP. That's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, a worldwide organization that was formed to educate, connect, and celebrate spiritual professionals who work with angels. Learn more about the IAAP and how you can get a free membership by visiting us on the web at angelpractitioners.com. That's angelpractitioners.com. Angelic Realms Radio is a live call-in show where we discuss topics on angelic communication, energy healing, spiritual entrepreneurship, and much more. We'll also be taking your calls for free mini readings throughout the show. Our show will be airing every first and third Sundays of the month live at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. However, today, December 1st, is our last show for this season. I will be returning in 2020 with more new, brand new live episodes. If you would like to call in for a free mini reading or to ask a question about any of the topics we discuss, or share your knowledge on the topic of conversation, the number to call is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. You can also listen to the show live at psychictalk.net/live. That's psychictalk.net/live. And remember, if you want us to answer your call live on air, you have to press the number 1 on your dial pad. This will flag us on the switchboard. We do take the calls in the order that they are received, so don't hang up because you'll lose your spot in the queue. Okay, so now that you have all of this information, it's time to start the show. Joining me today is Sharona Rapsik. Sharona is an IAAP certified master angel practitioner, angel communicator, Tarot Master, Angel Reiki Master Teacher, author, teacher, and radio host. She is the founder of Spa Holistica, located in New York City. Sharona is also the creator and instructor of the world's first combined Yusui and Angel Reiki course, the Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course. Wow. Sharona is a busy lady. Let's bring Sharona on now. Hey, Sharona.
Hello.
How are you?
I am wonderful. It's a snowy day here in New York City, and it's a perfect day for a radio show.
It really is. It's all cozy. So grab a cup of tea or coffee or whatever you like and hang out with us for an hour. I'm here on Long Island, as I said earlier in the opening show notes and script, and it's raining here right now, but it's a cold rain. And they did say that we may be changing over to a little bit of snow, mixed with sleet, mixed with rain in between. Not a nice day for being out and about, but a great day for doing a radio show. And a great day to do it with none other than my former co-host, Sharona. So you and I, we've done many, many shows together, and it really went the way it worked out that you happened to be my last live episode for this season, and this was my first season of being a solo host. I've always co-hosted with Dax Carlisle and other folks that we have here on the Psychic Talk Network. Dax is our executive producer and the creator of the Psychic Talk Radio Network. So we go back a long ways, and we've done many, many shows together. And I met you, Sharona, about 2 years ago or so that we met?
It was about 2 years ago. I think June of 2017, I believe.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So it's been almost 2 years, and I met you because you had initially enrolled in my course, the Certified Angel Practitioner course, and then went on to take my other course, the Certified Angel Oracle and Tarot Card Reader course, and you took all of the courses that we had at the time with the IAAP, the Angelic Numerology and Tarot course, and you took the Angelic Mediumship course, and you became one of our few that took every single course and became a certified master angel practitioner with the IAAP. So we've had hundreds of students like enroll and take our courses and become certified, but there was only a handful who really took everything and did fantastic with everything and became master angel practitioners, and I'm proud to say that you're one of them. So I'm glad to have you here. We have a lot, so much that we could talk about, but this show is spotlighting you today, so I want to talk about you and all the interesting things that you've done, all of your accomplishments, because you really do dabble in lots of things and specialize in lots of things, and I think our callers would be interested in hearing all about that. And again, like I said, this is my last live episode for this season, but I will be back in 2020 with more brand new shows on Angelic Realms Radio. At the same time, Sundays, first and third Sundays of the month, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. And until then, you still have Sharona is now a host herself of her own show, The Magic Universe, and she's on the opposite Sundays of my show. So she's on second and fourth Sundays of every month, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. And I don't believe Sharona is going on a hiatus anytime soon. Is that right, Sharona?
That's right. I'm going to be continuing to do my shows and throughout December and into 2020. Can you believe it? It's 2020. I love saying that word, 2020.
It does. It sounds really like futuristic and cool, 2020. And who would have ever thought, you know, if somebody would have told me, 20, 30 years ago that I'd be doing a live radio show, you know, in 2020, I'd be like, wow, are you kidding me? You know, that's not something I ever set out to do. So let's get started there, Sharona. How did you get started working with angels, and what brings you to where you are today hosting your own show, The Magic Universe?
Okay, well, I have to say that I have been working with angels since I was a child. And I remember as a baby seeing lights around my crib and, you know, being entertained by them. And the two things that I felt so great, like they made me feel so good. And I don't know how I knew that they were angels, but I know that later on, you know, I told my family, you know, things about angels. So I don't know if it was a word that I heard, but, you know, I can honestly say angels have been part of my life since I was young. But one of the key things that happened, those of you that know me, besides angels, I really love divination cards, better known as tarot cards or whatever. But I was 4 years old, and I saw a deck of playing cards. And I didn't know how to read. I didn't know anything about numbers, but I started playing with them. And I will never forget that night, when I still get chills when I think about it, when I went to bed, I started dreaming about the images on the cards, the numbers and the symbols and the colors. And I woke up the next day and I wasn't taught, but suddenly I knew how to do arithmetic and I taught myself to read, you know, just from looking at those symbols. And every night when I would go to sleep, I would see these numbers and symbols. And later on, you know, many years later, when we got computers, I kind of, the numbers that I saw were very similar to the downloads that you see as far as codes, as far as putting in computer programs. So my concept of angels is kind of like being a download from the universe, and it being that there's a library or something out there that you can connect with.
I got a real visual as you've explained that to me. I was picturing all the zeros and ones that they have in like you said, in computer language, you know, computers understand. Computers only understand on and off states of electricity. So, and that's represented in a code, in a computer code called the ASCII code, and it's a combination of zeros and ones that make up every single character that you could possibly enter into a computer. And just a little, you know, back knowledge about my, you know, because I was in the field of technology, so I do, you know, understand these things. And so that was a great visual. And as that download comes, you're seeing all these, like, digits and zeros and ones going through and the information coming through. And the cards started that for you. And you said those were, that was a regular playing deck. That wasn't a tarot deck, correct?
Wasn't a tarot deck. And, in fact, for many years, that's what I read from. You know, I picked up the cards and I started reading for people, and I did that, you know, through grade school and high school. And I really did not see a tarot deck as we know it until I got to college. And I always tell people that connecting with the angels kind of gave me an advantage when I was in school, because I was forever getting in trouble for knowing stuff that I wasn't taught, that I frequently, my teachers would ask me, are you cheating? You know, how did you know that? And it would just kind of pop into my head. And when I got to college, even that was an interesting story. I was originally given a scholarship to study chemical engineering because, once again, I was very much into the code, and if you, in chemistry, there is the periodic table. I kind of saw like there was a rhythm to numbers, that numbers and symbols, there was a repetition, and if you could get into that language, you would know a lot of things. But the funny thing was, I got into college to study chemical engineering, and I secretly switched. I didn't tell my parents or anyone. I noticed that they had a course for fashion design, that I could get a four-year degree in fashion design. And somebody, and somehow, my angel said, change that. And I changed it. And that was how I got into tarot cards, because as a sophomore, one of our teachers said one of our projects for design, because we didn't just design clothing, we learned about designing. He told us a story about this artist at the turn of the century, Pamela Coleman Smith, and how she used a tarot deck to design a project. So our project was to design a deck of tarot cards. And I saw the similarities, you know, the numbers, how like what I knew the number one to stand for, how there was a card for that. Of course, everyone knows that in a regular deck of cards, you have 52 cards. And in a tarot deck, there's 78 cards. But even there, there's the repetition of the numbers. So I designed, we didn't have to do like a whole deck. We just had to do two miners for each suit, and, you know, because it was, you know, it was for a course. But it stayed with me. So, bingo, I fell in love with the tarot cards and became, you know, later on graduated, came to New York to become a fashion designer. And I always had my tarot cards in my pocket because I figured if I couldn't make it in the fashion industry, I could read the cards. So I was designing, but I also got invited to a lot of cool parties. I hooked up with an interesting group of people in New York who were into the tarot and did a lot of parties. So a lot of my life was spent doing parties where I would read for very interesting people, you know, and also by day do fashion designing. And, of course, the angels helped me to design. You know, they helped me to be very successful.
That's awesome. And didn't you have a nickname that had to do with tarot and being a fashionista?
Yeah, I've been called, like, a tarot fashionista or a mystic, you know, fashionista, you know, all of those different things. I remember whenever I was designing, if I wanted an idea, I would kind of look at a tarot card and, you know, get ideas. I mean, for all of our listeners out there, do start looking at a tarot deck, and also look at a regular, when I teach people how to read the tarot, I actually start them with a playing card deck. I mean, there's something to those cards. And connecting with a language and symbolism that opens up your life.
Absolutely. And it's just amazing what can be done with tarot cards. I mean, tarot cards help people to connect with angels. It helps them to develop their psychic abilities, hone their intuition. So when I really love tarot, and it's a wonderful tool. And by the way, what's your favorite tarot deck?
Well, I mean, you can't get away from the original deck that Pixie, that was her nickname, designed. That's the known as the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. Rider was actually the people who printed the deck, and A.E. Waite was the famous esoteric writer and mystic, and Pixie or Pamela Coleman Smith was an amazing woman. She was actually American, and she went to the Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, and because her mother was originally from England, moved to England, she was like a really cool woman who was ahead of her time. She was the one who designed that deck, and it's unique in that it was the first deck, I believe, that had a picture on every single card. You know, prior to that, only the majors had pictures. And I think he took credit for everything, but he left her on her own for a lot of the cards. And she was really tapped into, I know she must have been talking to angels or whatever.
I believe
she,
so.
She was so ahead of her time.
Right,
I mean,
channeled this and just, you know, made these beautiful images on cards that were so detailed and gave so much more depth to the meanings of each card. It really was ingenious.
Yeah. And it's like I always think of it, it's kind of like there's so much information that it's almost like a file cabinet. There's astrology in there and numerology. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of organized like the periodic table of elements. It's a very mystical tool. So I can't get away from her deck. But there is a clone that I've been using a lot of that I love, and it's called the Charmin Castelli deck. And I always say that's the deck that if she had lived today, because some of the it's kind of the Rider deck is kind of a more primitive deck, because you have to realize that back then they only had so many plates to print with. So they could only use so many colors. And I think she basically did the deck in like 6 months. And, you know, today, if you look at some of the later decks out there, they're able to put in more details. But, you know, I love that deck. And then I also love the angel decks that were done later on with, you know, Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing in, because it was interesting, I was supposed to do a reading for a party, and suddenly they called me and they said, can you read angel cards? And I ran out to one of the little metaphysical stores here in New York, and I grabbed this deck. It was called the Archangel Power Deck, and brought that to the reading. And it was, I was amazed how similar it was to the way that I read tarot, because mm-hmm. I always, you know, I knew that, you know, the death card really didn't have to do with death. It had to do with completion. And mm-hmm. I just loved how they kind of updated the tarot imagery, that it was more for the 21st century, you know, where, mm-hmm. you know, we don't need all those gory pictures. You know, mankind has also evolved.
Right.
You know, you have to remember that she was coming off of the Victorian period, and, you know, people thought a lot differently. And now, you know, mankind, we're all getting enlightened. And so I those are cool decks to play with. Now, I know now they just have Radley Valentine's name on it. So, you know, wherever Doreen is now, we still have to pay her homage. I mean, she certainly invented, although she wasn't the first person to bring in angels, there was before her, there was the two sisters who I read before I got into Doreen, Barbara Mark and Trudy Griswold, and then also people like Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who were writing books about angels. And I think that it kind of gave Doreen some ideas. I think Doreen was the first person to do angel cards. So wherever she is out there and wherever path she's on, I do want to thank her for that.
Yeah.
That's a whole show.
I agree.
Itself.
That is a whole show in itself. And this show is about you, Sharona. So I want to talk, and I just want to remind folks, we do have a very full switchboard. Sundays are usually very busy on Angelic Realms Radio. And we have a lot of folks with their hands raised. And I just want to remind you, I'll give out the number one more time, that when you do call in and you press that number one button to be placed in the queue, don't hang up because you'll lose your spot in the queue. We are going to calls very shortly. And the number again is 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. I just want to you to share with folks a little bit about your spa.
I'm actually transitioning my spa. I'm not taking I'm also, one of the things that I did, the angels helped me be very successful as a fashion designer. And when the fashion industry changed in this country, which now it's not the same as it used to be, I was able, through the help of the angels, I started working as a makeup artist. And for film and TV, because I was doing costume design and everything. And I fell in love with what's known as holistic skincare. And that's when I started studying holistic health and different things, because I wanted to be a holistic esthetician and open up a spa. Mm-hmm. And that was a little over 20 years ago, and I started exploring complementary, healing, and got into Reiki and all those things, in fact, and also angels at the same time, because the whole thing was clicking about, working with angels. So I actually studied Yasui Reiki and then taught that at students and did that in my spa for, starting a little bit before the turn of 2000, but I also, through the help of my angels, came up with my own branch of Reiki, which many people do. Everyone starts with the Yasui Reiki, and I came up with what I call angel Reiki. So I also teach and do that, and that's where you incorporate not only what's known as universal light energy, you're able to work with the individual archangels and do something that is very angelic, and use that. What I do is like it's spiritual healing, so I always do it in complement to whatever people are doing medically. But I believe that a lot of, you know, certainly you can get a lot of healing if you heal on an emotional and spiritual level. Many people believe that that is very key. So at my spa, I do natural skin care, but I'm currently, as I said, my goal is in 2020 that I will be doing strictly just Reiki and angel work and kind of getting away from the makeup and the skincare. But I did that for 20 years. And wow, the great thing about that is I was, you know, the angels helped me be successful. And my hobby, you know, a lot of women in the fashion business, they're buying shoes and clothes. I love traveling and taking courses. So I was always using the money that I was making to go on trips to spiritual places like Glastonbury, where Avalon is, and all of those different places. I love doing that. And I absolutely love taking courses and certification. And I kind of think of myself, you know, like people say, what is your, if you were to pick a tarot card, who would you be? Mm-hmm. And I always think of myself, I'm kind of like the hermit. I'm shining a light, you know, showing people, you know, what to do as a teacher, but also pointing him in the direction of knowledge, which is also, I like to use the angelic term, enlightenment. You know, it is a light. So for me, studying, and that's how, you know, I met you, Maria, I met Max and everyone, you know, in my thing for enlightenment, you know, that to me is my spirituality. That's like going to a church or a temple for me is opening a book and learning something.
I could totally relate to that. I totally relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So, you know, fast forward, you know, over two years ago, I met you, and then I met Dax, and I met Janice, and I had no idea I would be on the radio. You know, the radio was for Howard Stern, not me.
I totally get that. Yep, I can relate to that too. It's not something I ever, you know, imagined, you know, it's really not. But I really enjoy it so much. And since I've been doing radio now since 2012. It's been a long
time. So you're a pioneer. You're a real pioneer in this.
All right. So if we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, why don't we give some folks some information, we call it our mid-show announcements, and then we're going to go right over to calls. How does that sound, Sharana?
That sounds like fun. I love talking to our listeners.
Well, one thing I want to make sure everyone knows is that Sharana is a gold-featured member with the IAAP, that's the International Association of Angel Practitioners. And our gold-featured members have their own page on the IAAP's website, angelpractitioners.com. So after the show today, take a look at Sharona's page. It's angelpractitioners.com/Sharona. And her name is spelled like Sharon, Sharon with an A-H on the end. Sharonah. So it's angelpracticioners.com/Sharona. And you can read her bio there, and you can get links to her spa. And there's also a contact form there that you can fill out, a little short contact form. All you have to do is put in your name and your email address, and we'll get you in touch with Sharona. So if you want to book a service with her. So please go over to that again. It's angelpracticioners.com/Sharona. Okay, so we have a lot of great shows coming up this week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. For the complete listing, please visit psychictalk.net/upcoming. And be sure to mark your calendars for 1 week from today, Sunday, December 8th, at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's Auras, What Color Is Your Aura? On the Magic Universe with your host, none other than our lovely Sharona Rapsik. You can catch these shows and more on Psychic Talk Radio Network. So remember, go to psychictalk.net/upcoming for the full listing. And I just want to remind everyone that I am going on hiatus. The Angelic Realms radio show will return in 2020 with brand new episodes. And hey, by the way, if you're a spiritual professional who works with angels or would like the opportunity to join me here on the Angelic Realms radio show, or even if you'd just like to be a sponsor of our show, please contact me at angelpracticioners.com. Fill out the short contact form and let me know that you're interested in either being a guest on the show or a sponsor. And have you had a desire to learn how to connect with angels? Would you like to enhance your intuition and develop your psychic abilities? Are you interested in the option to become a certified angel practitioner or a certified angel oracle and tarot card reader with the International Association of Angel Practitioners? Well, a new class group is forming now. I can add you to the waiting list. Please contact me at angelpracticioners.com and let me know that you want to be notified when enrollment reopens. I'm confident that these courses are truly the most comprehensive and affordable courses of their kind that you will find. And get in now on the early bird pricing for special savings. To be eligible for this rate, the special rate, you must notify me that you want to get on the waiting list, because right now enrollment is temporarily closed. If you want to lock in the extra special good rate, which right now is just $111 per course, find out more about it. Go to angelpracticioners.com and click on the Angel Courses tab located at the top of our homepage. Again, that's angelpracticioners.com. And after you check out the information about the angel courses, make sure you click contact Maria and let me know that you're interested in getting on the waiting list. And I will mark you down as that you contacted me. And when the time comes that I reopen enrollment, you'll be notified first and you'll be able to get that special rate. Okay, so with all this being said, let us now go over to our switchboard and see who's been on hold the longest. We have some very patient people here. Let's see. Looking at the times here, who's on hold the longest? I'm going to go to area code 310. Let's bring them on. Hi, 310, you're on the air. What
yes.
is your name? Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Susan.
Susan. Hi, Susan. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Susan from Oklahoma. Okay, Susan, so what can we do for you?
Yes, I'm just wondering if you see me getting a new job soon.
Okay, Sharona, take it away.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm seeing, Susan, is this is, you know, we have a thing that's known as divine timing when you know, when our angels are working with us. So I'm getting that it is what's known as divine timing. So, and the other cards that I'm getting is this job that is coming up is going to be different from what you've done before, that I see you kind of like leaving behind a type of career that you have previously been involved with, and moving on to something that will make you a lot happier. So you're going to be like crossing a bridge into something new. Is that resonating with you?
Well, I would like to do something a little different, yes.
Yeah, and I'm getting, stepping forth is the Archangel Gabriel, and she is saying she has kind of effeminate energy, and she has a lot to do with, as I said, I do angel Reiki, so, you know, working with your sacral chakra where it's kind of, you're almost going to feel that you're giving birth to a new you. And she's encouraging you to, do you journal? Do you write? It's a good way of getting in touch with your thoughts and the angels. Do you do that?
Not consistently, no.
Yeah, I mean, you can just simply write down, say, hey, you know, I want the perfect job, and angels, what do you have to say for this? And just kind of start writing that way, you know.
Okay.
Because, you know, the angels, they definitely want to help you and connect with you, and we all connect different ways. So we're getting that one way that you can open up that channel is by writing, you know. But they want you to work with them every day. I mean, it's, I always tell people, it's not just jobs, but you can start out by saying, hey, what should I do today? Or, you know, if you can't find your keys, angel, help me. Help me find a parking space. But it's that constant work that kind of greases the wheels and gets everything flowing. But saying perfect timing and something new is coming up. So I think that's a good thing. Are you picking up anything,
awesome,
Maria?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Sharona. I normally don't jump in and do the readings when we have an angel practitioner spotlight episode. I like the spotlight to be on the person that I have as a guest. But being that you asked that, I will jump in because I was getting some stuff, and I love career questions. That's one of my favorite type of questions to answer. Susan, I think Sharona is definitely on track with what she's saying. I do see you leaving behind something and starting something new. May I ask, I just want to validate this. I'm getting that there is somebody that you were working for or with that was a little, could be a little overbearing at times, an Aries type of an energy, which are, Aries make good leaders, okay, but sometimes they can be a bit headstrong and a little difficult to work with at times. And I was getting the feeling that working inside a space where you're working with, I don't know if it's a law office, maybe as a legal secretary, or working in the field, or maybe with something with contracts and that kind of thing, legal stuff, law enforcement in some way like that.
No,
like that?
I don't work
no.
in that field.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Because I'm feeling like there's something that has to do, this is where I want to get clear on now what this is, because maybe I'm misinterpreting it. It's about being fair, about fairness, okay? And if the fairness is not to do, okay, does that have to do with the work you're doing or the fact that the reason why you want to leave is because of not being treated fairly?
Yes, that's why I want to leave.
The second one, okay. So that's what it is, because I was getting stuff about legalities and fairness and contracts. Do you have a contract where you're working right now or no?
It ends in this month. So I have to make a decision whether or not I want to renew it or if I want to move on.
That's okay. That's what I was getting, because I was getting something about legalities and contracts and I wasn't sure if it was like some kind of a law office or somewhere like that that you worked. Okay, but it has to do with you feeling that you're not being treated fairly and you want to, like, move out of this and as soon as this contract comes to a close. Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I do see you moving forward with that and starting something new. The angels want you to keep an open mind, and they're saying keep the faith. You know, follow what you feel drawn to do. Follow your heart's desire. And Archangel Ariel is coming through, and she's going to help give you courage. Her name is Archangel Ariel's name means lion or lioness of God. Okay. And she helps to bring forth courage. She also helps with prosperity and abundance as well. So that's a great thing when we're looking and seeking new employment. Okay. So call upon Archangel Ariel. She's going to back you up on this. All right, hon?
Okay, great.
All righty. So, and I do see you cutting through the chase there, and I think your next contract, if your next employment does involve a type of a contract, it's going to be a much better one. And they're reminding you, you know, to read, you know, between the lines, read the small print, you know, and ask Archangel Michael to help you get clarity on that. When you sit down to read a contract before you sign it, call upon Archangel Michael for clarity. All right.
I will. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to go. We'll put you back on hold, Susan. You can continue listening to the show. We wish you a happy, healthy holiday season, and we're going to take the next call. So, angel blessings. All right, so let's see. Next holding on the longest is area code 860.
Hello,
860. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, it's Amala. How are you?
Pamela?
It's Amala.
Amala, okay. Amala, and where are you calling from today, Amala?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Amala from Connecticut. Okay, so you are on the air on Angelic Realms Radio. And I'm going to turn you over now to the tarot fashionista, Sharona Rapsik.
Hey. Hi, Amala. How can we enlighten you today? What's on your mind?
I love that. How can we enlighten you? I have a question. I was just wondering about a partnership, a relationship coming in. For all good reason, I ended something. It was back and forth for actually a year and a half, and it feels good. I feel really stable and balanced, even though it happened last week. I decided to, with Thanksgiving and holiday, I just wanted to wish him well and thank him for our lives crossing paths, and now it's time to move on. So it's been a long time, so that's why I feel like I'm ready. It's not just like I'm jumping to something else. It's time for something more solid, more committed, somebody who really wants to be with me fully. Yes. So.
Okay. Well, I pulled a tarot card, and it is the Knight of Wands. So you could have a very fiery person galloping into your life. What I am also getting is I'm also getting that when you meet this person, you want to really be assertive. You know, you really, this time around, you want to, as they used to say, you want to train your guy. You know, you want to make sure that you're really clear what you expect of him. And, you know, that's the important thing. You need to set your boundaries, and it's saying be assertive. And I see this happening very, very quickly. And it's going to be an opportunity where you're going to, you know, you're going to awaken your own personal energy and break old patterns as far as how you used to be in a relationship.
Right. So you said it's coming in soon. How, like, do you know time frame, Asia? Or
well, let me see. Let me pull some cards on it. See if we can get, you know, see if there's timing that's coming in. I see you being in this relationship where it's getting really where you feel that it is a relationship. I'm getting the number two.
Okay.
So I see it being really, you know, by February. That's, you know,
okay.
But I think you're going to meet the person now, you know. You know, I see you, you're ready, you're looking around,
yeah.
You know, and you know what you want. So,
right.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
So, I hope
Rhea.
I meet him in December. I would love to meet somebody in December. I should just talk to my angels every day. Just, well,
oh,
I
yeah.
do anyway.
Love
yeah.
to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited.
I'm
ready. I'm definitely ready.
Great.
For sure.
And you
yeah.
know what I'm getting?
Yeah,
Amala?
And I'm getting Archangel.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Getting Archangel Raphael, which that's a good sign
yeah.
too, because he's all about, you know, emotional healing and the heart and
yeah.
everything. So getting a lot of
yeah.
green light, you know, and the heart chakra
that's
popping
awesome.
Through.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, it's funny. I just want to just to validate something. This past person that I let go, it was all about my lesson was boundaries, creating solid boundaries with him because I didn't have any. So that was a huge lesson for me. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to set boundaries. You know, this is me talking, not the angels, but I always say, girlfriend, you got to train your puppy. You have to,
yep.
you know,
yep.
in a loving way, but you have to set
Absolutely.
Your boundaries. Yeah.
Yep. And why not at the beginning? I mean, then that's when all the problems, so to speak, happen. Or so, you know, when you don't in the beginning, and then just things kind of unravel pretty darn quickly sometimes if you don't set
mm-hmm.
them. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wonderful. Amala, and you know, I was getting Archangel Raguel also coming through for you.
Okay.
And Archangel Raguel's name means friend of God, and he's very connected with harmonious relationships and divine timing, being in the right place at the right time. So, you know, you could call upon Archangel Raguel as well, and, you know, they're saying it's going to be worth waiting for, so.
Well, yeah, I truly believe that.
Looking good.
Oh,
alrighty.
You know, when it's... Thank you so much. And many blessings and happy holidays to you both.
You're welcome. And we, you know, we look forward to hearing from you again and hear how things all turn out. Have a wonderful holiday season. Angel blessings. I'll put you
Thank
back on
you.
Hold.
You
can
too. Happy
Thank
New Year.
You. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Put her back on hold. Amala, she can come listen to the show. She had a great energy. Right, Sharana?
She did.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Continuing on here. We have lots of calls here. Let's see. Area code 631. Hey, that's in my neck of the woods. Let's see who it is.
Oh, hi. This is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome to Angelic Homes Radio. You're on the air. Let Sharana know what she can help you with today.
Sure, I have two things. I'm looking for my significant other, and I'm praying for him to come into my life. I tried online, not working, and boom, no more. And also, I'm working, but I'm looking for a job that's more stimulating, more money, and closer to home.
Okay, let's see.
I'm putting applications out.
Okay, well, I do see you definitely putting out lots of applications and being really busy doing that. And I see, I'm getting that the situation is going to improve. As far as, let me see if I can get some timing going on. What I'm getting is all this has both, you know, there's two questions. One is job, the other is love life. You are going to have to take action to make this happen. Now,
oh, I have been. I can't take any more action than I am. Now it's in. I have been. I mean, I've gone online. And I put applications for jobs. I can't do any more than I'm doing now.
Well, what I see, though, okay, you know, I see you that you've been sending out stuff, but you're going to have to, for both of those things, it's going to take movement where you're going to have to go places. Are you networking? Are you going to, like, networking meetings where you can meet people? Because
because I just want to, like, bus monitor, teacher aid or something. I mean, I'm working full-time. I can't, like...
Okay.
You know, keep taking off. There's no networking for the jobs I want. You see what I'm getting at? Like, I'm not a business person where I'm going to – I don't know how to explain it. I just want to work for the next 5 years, something close to home.
Mm-hmm. Networking, though, what Sharona means by that, it's not always about going to business meetings and being part of organizations like that. Networking also has to do with all the people that you know in your life, everyone, friends, family members, the person that checks you out at the grocery store, anybody that you know that you talk to a lot. Just let them know that you are looking for employment. And
yeah, I have.
Exactly
I let two women.
Yeah.
I let two women who work in schools, I let them know. I mean, I really don't know anybody else, but I have let them know.
Anybody and everybody, anytime you get the opportunity to talk about the type of work that you're looking for, no matter where you are and who you're talking with, bring it up because you just never know who might know somebody. And that's not psychic advice. That's just like typical, business networking advice.
Okay.
Let everyone you know that you're looking for work. Okay, Sharon, I didn't mean to jump in with that, but, that's just, general stuff. I wanted to clarify that, what networking is.
Yeah, I think what we're saying, too, is also, I know that you're sending out applications, but you really have to, the other thing that I'm getting is it has to be really kind of focused that you're, if you do send
out
something,
but
follow up on it.
Yeah,
you have to follow up on it, too. I mean, if you get a no, then you got to ask, why am I getting a no? What advice do you have? I mean, it's a matter of keeping, like, a dialogue going, and they used to,
old schools and stuff. And the thing is, I have to go what I'm really only qualified for, and it's not a lot. So I'm just trying to go for what I'm qualified for and get an interview.
Right.
Sometimes when this isn't the angels, when I hear people saying about being qualified, then maybe you have to look into how you can become more qualified to do more things. There's never, life is an ongoing enlightenment or education process.
Right.
If you feel that that's a closed door, then open it, find a way to open it.
Yes, and there's something called transferable skills, and those are skills that you've acquired from the current work that you do, past work that you've done, and how those skills can transfer to another type of employment, maybe different employment, but where the skills kind of overlap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you work as
yeah,
a teacher.
Yes, I know, but advice, but it's no psychic advice. It's just saying,
go
to school.
Okay, so what, Sharona, let's ask the angels, we're going to close this and go continue on with more calls. What do you feel, what do you see? Do you see her, something coming up new for Suzanne, let's say within the next 3 to 6 months? Do you feel or see that psychically?
I have a timing deck.
Yeah, let's give her that, and then we'll go to the next one.
Well, we're getting a card that's saying within the next few weeks. I mean, that's exactly what the card is saying.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
situation will improve.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's saying, and then the other card that I'm getting is, Archangel Ariel, and she's about courage. I'm getting the card. You just be strong. Don't you have to focus your mind that you can do this. You got to keep thinking positive every day, Suzanne, because you're a strong woman and you can do this. And don't let negative thinking, pull you down.
Important.
Oh, so someone's going to call me for an interview in a couple of weeks, or I'll have a job in a couple of weeks?
Well, you got to keep calling, too. You got to keep calling people, sending out letters, and then if you don't hear back from them, write them again. It's always, there's this thing where you have to ask for the job, and you have to be kind of the squeaky wheel that you don't take no for an answer.
Yeah, I have called a couple places. I called one place 3 times. I don't know if they're going to call back next week. I don't know,
Okay. Well, we have to end this call and go to the next one because we're staying far too long on it. We have lots of other callers, Suzanne. Sharona did say that she felt it was going to be in a few weeks. So something is coming through within a few weeks, some opportunity. So just keep an open mind with that and stay positive, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay. Okay, you're welcome. Have a wonderful holiday season. Angel blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I put it back on hold. You can continue listening to the show. I just want to mention that if you enjoyed today's show, remember that Angelic Realms Radio generally airs on the Psychic Talk Radio Network every first and third Sundays of the month live at 2 p.m. Eastern. But this is my last live show for this season. I will be returning to the airwaves in 2020. All of our shows are recorded and archived so that you can listen to past shows by visiting psychictalk.net or mariagmas.com. And a great way to make sure that you never miss a show is to like our Facebook page, Angel Practitioners. And remember, if you're interested in getting on the wait list for any of the IAAP's angel courses, contact me via my website, angelpractitioners.com. angelpractitioners.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with Sharona, please visit her page at angelpractitioners.com/Sharona. angelpractitioners.com/Sharona. If you'd like to book a full length. Hello?
Yeah, I was just going to say
okay,
that also, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be my show, Magic Universe, will be on the second and fourth Sunday of every month in the same time slot. So I'm not going anywhere, and love to, hear back from Suzanne and all of our listeners, too.
Right. So even though Angelic Realms Radio is going on hiatus on first and third Sundays, that is Magic Universe that's on second and fourth Sundays will remain on the air having live broadcasts throughout the holiday season and into 2020. And then I will be back with Angelic Realms on first and third Sundays sometime in 2020. I can't say for sure right now, but it will be sometime in 2020. And I'm really looking forward to my vacation and returning to the Angelic Realms show in 2020 with brand new episodes, returning fresh. You want to take another call, Sharona?
Let's go for it.
Okay, because I like to give out that information before it gets too close to the end. So
let's
grab another call. Let's see who's been holding on the longest here. It looks like 267. Let's go to 267. Hi, 267. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Donna. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Donna from
Pennsylvania.
Okay. Good, Shona.
Yes, I have been going through something. I had a relationship a while ago, and we broke up for like 3 years, but we were in contact maybe like once a month. And this Thanksgiving, I invited him over. To make a long story short, he stayed over, and Thanksgiving Day, he lives 3 hours away because the past 3 years he switched jobs to a truck driver, but now he's off on workman's comp. And he said his dog got out or something. The guy he's sharing a house with, he's a roommate with right now. I don't know. So we had a little spat. Do you see anything becoming of this?
Okay, let me pull some cards on it. Well, I mean, I definitely see a romance for you. I actually see two people. So, has he called you back? Because I'm.
He told me that the dog was okay, and I got mad at him because he didn't. I thought it was an excuse, maybe from past wounds, you know, maybe the trigger. I don't know if it was true if the dog did get out. And he said, yeah, I got her the next day, you know, the day after Thanksgiving. And he said, you're writing me all this stuff. Why didn't you call me, blah, blah, blah. And because, of course, you know, I've been, you know, I'm going to do that. And he says, you know what, I'm going to have to think this through again, you know, about us rekindling, because he's supposed to move back here. But I'm thinking, you have nerve. I've done everything to make this relationship back together and work, and it was going good until he came over and that happened. And
okay, I definitely see that. I actually see two men out there, and one man out there is the person who you would describe as being the person that is good for you. And I also see another male out there where, you know, it just, you know, it's the energy is off. I'm also getting a message from Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Raphael. You really need to know that you are a powerful and wonderful woman, and you deserve the best. And that there are two men out there. One of them is good for you, and there's one that will be the answer to your dreams. So, you know, just kind of once again, as we had with the other caller, you really need to set your boundaries and be assertive. And if it doesn't sound right, then it's an opportunity to keep looking.
Okay, the person's name's Ergen, the one that I really want to be with. But I just wanted to know, do you see, is he the one with the problems maybe? I mean, I don't know. He's a good person and stuff, but I just don't know if it's me, or do you see us getting together?
So is this the same person that spent overnight with you? Because I'm just kind of trying to getting some clarification with the cards.
Yes, that's Ergen is his name.
Yeah. I'm seeing the situation. I see a friendship there, and I see a resolution. But I think one of the things that I keep seeing the words is let go. Okay, let go. I mean, you're not going to be able to remake him. And I see two romances out there, and one of them that'll be perfect for you. So not to settle and not to try to change the sky. There's other guys out there that aren't going to have the problems that you're describing.
Oh, okay.
Maria, what are you picking up?
Okay.
Yeah.
Maria, what are you picking up?
I really wasn't focusing. I was looking on the switchboard and following the time, and I'm noticing that, you know, we're really at the end of the show here. So maybe if we want to squeeze in one more call, we need to close up now. So I'm not going to follow through with another reading. Just whatever you want to end off, Sharona.
Yeah, I'm getting that you're ready for the perfect romance to come into your life, but it's going to require, in order to create it, you're going to have to communicate clearly with this person, set your boundaries. I'm seeing that there's another person that's going to come into your life. And just to kind of let this guy go and see what happens and be open to another love also riding into your life.
There you go.
Okay,
Donna.
Do I know?
I hope that this helped you. We have a lot of other callers on the line, Donna. Okay, and we're getting near the end of the show,
thank you
so we got to wrap it up. Okay, you're welcome.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Now, because more questions start coming up. If question is a question, we have to move on. Sharona, how do you feel about another one?
We have time to do one more.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go to the person that's been on hold the longest. It's area code 845. Hi, 845. You're on the air with Angelic Realms Radio. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm calling you from New York.
Okay. Oh, Catherine from New York. Okay. So
yes.
What question do you have for Sharona?
I'm working on two projects, one with a lady named Sarah and one with a man named Josh. I was wondering if you pick up any success, if these collaborators will keep promises to me. Any information you could give, I'd really appreciate.
Okay. I am picking up great opportunity, but I'm also picking up a yes and a no. So just kind of say the two names of the two projects, and I can tell you what I'm getting in terms, which card. What's the first name? The first person,
Sarah,
that you wanted to check. Yes.
Sarah. Yes.
Yes. And the other one.
Josh. With
okay.
him, it's a team. It's with him and another lady, Melissa.
Okay. The Sarah one, I mean, this is just, you know, pulling cards, and there's a way that you read them, whether the card, you know, the direction that the card is. I'm getting a yes on the Sarah and a no on the second one. And
wow.
The type of work that you do, is, does it involve, is it like a creative writing type thing,
yes,
that you do?
Yes.
So,
wow.
You have, you know, your archangel is definitely, you know, Archangel Gabriel. And the message that I'm getting there is, you know, whoever you're working for, you just kind of, you know, you need to just kind of let it go, you know, and surrender and call on Archangel Gabriel to help you. But the first name, the Sarah one, I'm getting a big yes there. And like I said, there really aren't, you know, like if it's a no, you can always turn it around. I always tell people that when I read cards for people, there's actually three futures that I see, and you can change the future. So, you know, as far as the one that's a no, I keep getting this thing, you know, talk to your angels. You got to get more information, you know, if it's not going right, you know, talk to your angels, talk to the person, see if you can get more information from them. But with that project, I'm getting that it would be a compromise, you know, and eventually there is something better that's coming up.
And with Sarah, do you see her getting Ryan on board, please? Because that's something she promised.
I am getting a yes, and
okay.
You know, so that's a yes there, and you know, an answer to your prayers.
Awesome,
oh, beautiful.
I think that's fabulous reading, Sharona. And, you know, I hope, Catherine, that you find this helpful and inspiring. And I also was getting very strongly Archangel Uriel coming through for you. And Archangel Uriel's name means light of God. And he is the Archangel of bright ideas as well. And he says that, you know, you really know what to do. You know, so follow your inner guide. It's not going to steer you wrong. Okay, and I think Sharona gave you some great validation there, especially that she was
indeed
able to pick up on the type of work that it is and all. So that validates
yeah
it even further. And I, you know, calling upon Archangel Gabriel for that is also very good advice. And, you know, I feel success coming for you with your creative endeavors. I see time to celebrate. Okay,
oh,
so
fantastic.
With that, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season and a wonderful new year, healthy, happy, prosperous new year. And continue listening to Angelic Realms Radio and call us back and let us know how it goes.
Thank you. Many blessings to you both. Thank you.
You're welcome. Angel blessings.
Thank you.
Catherine.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow, that was a great call. And that was a great reading too, Sharona.
Thank you.
So what last words for today, as we close today's episode, would you like to leave, last thoughts that you have that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Okay, well, funny, I'm like, you know, shuffling a card deck, and the card that fell out, it says listening, and that is so in keeping with, you know, listening to your angels and to your higher self and connecting them. And it also is listening in terms of, hey, we do radio. So just want to let everyone know that I will be back on the air next Sunday. And, you know, my show is Magic Universe. But listening is so important. You know, the angels, they keep pointing and telling me that the word angel begins with A, which means to ask, and it ends with L, which means to listen. And we, you know, in the listening is when we get the guidance and, you know, the love. Also, hey, L begins with this word for love.
Absolutely.
So,
that's beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, yes, so make sure you tune in next week, Sunday, December 8th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern for Magic Universe with Sharona Rapsik. And your show is about auras next week, right?
It's about auras. So I'll be talking a lot about what I do with Angel Reiki. And Angel Reiki is not just about healing the physical body. It's about mind, body, and spirit. And once again, when you work with mind, body, and spirit, you're able to open up and work with the angels, because they want to help us and want us to be happy. And, you know, once you open up those channels, well, you know Maria, right? I mean, the
absolutely.
That's when miracles happen. So, you know, my whole show is about creating miracles.
Love that. Perfect for the holiday season. Great, great
yeah
topic. You know, and I just want to remind everybody, too, get on that waiting list if you're interested in learning about angels and how to work with angels, even if you don't want to get certified. I mean, certification is optional. You don't have to become
yeah
certified if you take any of the IAAP courses. That's up to you. Okay.
Yeah, they're really
but,
fun courses. I took them, and I love them. I mean, it, you know, it is, as I said, when I study something, it's like going to church or to the temple, or a temple. You are, it enriches your mind, but it also enriches your spirits. So you'll love Maria's courses, without
right
a doubt.
And I'm revamping them. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be,
ooh,
you know, the same topics, but it's going to be all fresh and updated. And that's part of the reason, you know, why I'm going on the hiatus. I have a lot going on. I have a busy year ahead of me. So I'm hoping, you know, that and sometime in 2020 that I will be back and return to the airwaves of Angelic Realms Radio. I'm sure maybe I might pop in as a guest here and there, who knows, on other shows. But as far as hosting a show, I'm going to put that on the back burner for now, and I'll return in 2020. And if you want to get on the waiting list of the courses, now is the time to do it, any of the angel courses that are offered through the IAAP. And hopefully there'll be more courses offered in the near future, not just by myself, but by our gold featured members. of the IAAP. So if you want to learn more about the benefits of membership or to find out about the Angel courses and get on the waiting list, just go to angelpractitioners.com. Angelpractitioners.com, you'll find everything there. And, you know, get on the waiting list. Contact me that you want to be on that waiting list if you are interested, because this way you'll be notified when enrollment reopens and you'll also get the special rate, so the early bird rate. If you'd like to get in touch with Sharona, please visit her page at angelpractitioners.com/Sharona. And if you'd like to book a private full-length reading with me, visit my website, MariaGMaas.com. So I'm looking forward to my vacation, yes, absolutely, and returning to the Angelic Realms radio show in 2020 with so many brand new episodes. Thank you, Sharona, for being here today. It was a pleasure as always.
It was a pleasure, Maria.
And I look forward to doing this again sometime in the near future. Until then, everyone, I wish you angel blessings for a happy, healthy, and prosperous holiday season and New Year.